The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today we're going to discuss the subject of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. There's a famous sukkah in Bometzeh Daf Yud, that the Gemara there says that if someone steals something, not only if he goes there, actually steals it by hand, but even if, for example, someone else's animal wandered into his chotzer, into his courtyard, into his rishus, into his domain, and he closed the door and intended to keep it and steal it, that is also considered an act of geneva, and he would now be responsible for the animal which he has stolen, and he would have to give it back in the midst of the Heshav Zegzela. So the Gemara, how do we know this? Because we learn it from a pasuk. Himotzi timotzi. The Gemara says, we learn from there that even a chotzer, a courtyard of somebody, can act on his behalf to acquire something when it comes to steal something. Says the Gemara, if chotzer, mitam shlichus istraboy, if the only reason why a kinyan of a chotzer works is because it's like a shliach, it's like an agent of the owner of the chotzer, in that case, how could it be that the chotzer can actually do an act of stealing on his behalf? Surely we know that ein shliach l'dvar aveira. A person cannot act as an agent for somebody else to steal something. If he does so, then the shliach is responsible, but the original person who sent him is not responsible. So surely in our case as well, if a chotzer is acting as an agent, if ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the chotzer can't act as an agent. So the owner of the chotzer surely will not be responsible and cannot be chayav as a ganav if he closes the door of his chotzer to try and steal something for somebody else. So this is the Gemara. So the Gemara gives two answers. We're going to concern ourselves with the first answer, the famous answer of Ravina. Ravina says, we only say ein shliach l'dvar aveira if the shliach is a bar chiyuva, if he is himself forbidden to do the aveira. For example, if I send somebody to steal something on my behalf, as much as I'm not allowed to steal, my agent is also not allowed to steal. So in that case, if he goes ahead and steals, it's him who's responsible and not me. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And this is based on the Taina of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. We asked the shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't steal. The person who sent you said, do steal. Who are you supposed to listen to? Surely you're supposed to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to the person who sent you. And therefore the shliach will be the ganav and not the person who sent him. However, a chotzer is an inanimate object, and it doesn't have an issa on it to steal. Issurim only apply to human beings. And therefore, it's shayach, yeshlich l'dvar avera under such circumstances. So answers Ravina. And some Rishonim actually paskal that this answer is the main answer, alibi de hilchos. Now, with the Tosfos in Shavuos, daf gimel amud aleph, their Tosfos implies that according to this, in cases of averas which a goy has no issa, averas which only apply to Jews and not to Gentiles, in that case, it could even be that if one sent a goy as a shliach, then we would say, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Just as much as a chotzer, the Gemara says that since he's not a bar chiyuva, we don't say ein shliach l'dvar avera, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So to a goy, if he himself has no avera involved in doing the action that he's doing, then we would say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So says the Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Gimel. The Nesivos in Siman Kufpei Beis Yukot Nalef asks on this Tosfos. Okay, it could be that since the goy is not a bar chiyuva, we could say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. But we have a more basic problem here. Surely a goy can't become a shliach at all for a mitzvah or for an avera, because we learn shlichus from Truma, where the Torah says, Ken torimu gam atem. We learn from there that also a person can send a shliach, an agent, to separate Truma and Maisa on his behalf. But nonetheless, the Gemara learns from there, from gam atem, that just like the person who sends the shliach is a Jew, so too the shliach must be a Jew. A goy cannot become a shliach for a Jew. In which case, what does it help to say the goy is not a bar chiyuva on certain averas? And therefore we should say, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. But the goy can't be a shliach at all. Answers the Nesivos that there are two different parshas of halachos of shlichus. There's one parsha of shlichus to create a chalos, to create something like truma, to be mafresh truma, or to make a kiddushin, or things like that. And then we learn from various different psukim, from Gamatem, that a person can send a shliach. And there, there's a diuk in the posuk, a drosha, that the shliach has to be like the mashalech. Just like the mashalech is a Jew, the shliach has to be a Jew. And a goy can't be a shliach for a Jew to create these various different colors. However, when it comes to shliach advar avera, there we learn it from a different place. We learn it from the motzi to motzi biyodo. From Geneva, for example. Well, there, the Torah tells us, according to Ravina, that as long as the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, there is shlichus la'avera. And there we don't have any miut of gam atem to say only a Jew. So anyone who's not a bar chiyuv can become a shliach. And therefore, if there's an avera, then as long as the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, the avera is considered as it's been done by the person who sent him. And on that we say, yes, shliach advar avera. So it says in Sivus and Kuf, pay basic kotnal. Now, the Sivus in Simon Shim Mem Ches, Sivkot and Dalet, ask a different kasha, based on what we've said till now. If so, what would be the halacha if a Jew on Shabbos asked a goy to do a malacha of Shabbos for him? Well, we know, the Gemara says, put down a Shulchan Aruch, Amir la'akum is Osa. It's an Issa Midrabonim, the Rabonim is a Takona, that just like Minat Torah, a Jew is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Midrabonon is not allowed to ask a goy to do the malacha for him. So it's in the Sivus, according to this Tosfos in Shavuos, who says that according to Ravina, if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Then if someone asks a goy to do a malacha for him on Shabbos, since the goy has no issa to do malacha on Shabbos, so as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, he's not a bar chiyuva. In that case, we should say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And it's forbidden for the Jew to ask the goy to do him a malacha. Although the Gemara actually does say it's forbidden, the Gemara only says it's forbidden of a special takona drabonon of amira la akum. Amira la akum is osa midrabonon. But according to this, says the receiver, it should be osa min haTorah, because since the goy is not a barchiyuv, and Ravina holds wherever the shliach is not a barchiyuv, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And as the receiver explains in Kuf Bei Beis, well, there's no problem of the fact that the goy can't become a shliach anyway. In that case, we should say that yesh shliach l'dvar avera and amira la'akum on Shabbos should be also afilu min haTorah and not just midrabonon. This kasha is also asked by the Beis Meir in Evan Ezra Siman Hei Sif Kot Nun Dalet, and in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Aruch Chaim Siman Pei Dalet. And they both answer that the Yisurim of Shabbos are different. The Yisurim of Shabbos, it's not shaykh, it doesn't make sense to say b'chav as an inyan of shlichus. What does shlichus mean? Someone sent somebody else to do something on his behalf. But the holiest of Shabbos is that a person, leman yon nuach, a person should rest on Shabbos and shouldn't do any malacha. So even if in theory shlichus would mean that it was as if I did it if I sent a shliach, but the fact is I'm actually not doing anything on Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah defines the problem as being the person it should rest on Shabbos and not do malacha. So even if it would be shayach yesh shliach l'dvar avera, that if I send somebody to do it, it's as if I did it, with Hilchos Shabbos it's still not going to be a problem, because as if I did it is not enough. In Hilchos Shabbos it's only also if I actually did it. As long as I'm actually resting on Shabbos, even if it would be as if I did it, that's still not going to be also on Shabbos. So even if I send a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos, and a goy is not a bar chiyuva, and we would say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, why Hilchos Shabbos it wouldn't be a problem, because the ma'aseh I'm resting. So says the Chasam Sofer, and so says the Beis Meir. And the Sivus HaMishpat, however, in Tzimtzum Mem Ches, the Kotan Talet, has a different answer. And then the Sivus is like this: when do we say that if the shliach's not a bar chiyuva, we can say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and it's as if the person who sent him did that avera? That's only if, without the shlichus as well, there's been something which has happened here. For example, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, a divorced woman. Now, a Kohen sends the Yisrael as a shliach, as an agent, to be a mekadish, a grusha, to the Kohen. And the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva, because he's allowed to marry a grusha. So he actually doesn't have the avera of marrying a grusha. It's not a problem for him. So therefore we would say, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And it's as if the person who sent him, the Kohen who sent him, has done the Aveira. Says the Nesivos, that's only because there is a Kiddushin here. When the Shliach goes and does the Maisa Kiddushin on behalf of the Kohen, the Grusha is now married to the Kohen. Even if we were to say, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, says the Nesivos, according to one opinion in Tosfos, in Bar Metzia Daf Yud, the Maisa is Kohen, the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin, it's just that the Aveira doesn't go back to the Kohen as if the Kohen did the Aveira. But the Kiddushin is Chal. Since the Kiddushin is Chal, we can now say that if Shliach, even if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv, we would say, Yesh Shliach Nidvar Aveira, and it's as if the Kohen himself did the Aveira. However, if without the Hilchah of Arachas of Shlichus, there is no Aveira Bechlal. For example, a Goy cooking on Shabbos. Now a Goy is allowed to cook on Shabbos. There's no problem with the Goy himself cooking on Shabbos. So even if we were to say, since the Goy is not a Bar Chiyuv, if I ask him to cook for me on Shabbos, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, but we can't transfer the Aveira back and say it's as if I did the Aveira, if there is no Aveira at all when the Goy does it. What the Goy does is itself intrinsically not an Aveira. So Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira is not going to say it's as if I did the Aveira, because there is no Aveira being done at all. If an Aveira is being done, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira, where he's not, where the Shliach not a Bar Chiyuv, would say it's as if I did the Aveira. In the case of the Kiddushin is Chal. There is an Aveira done if I send Yisrael to be Mekadosh a woman to me. And therefore, since he's not a Bar Chiyuv, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira would mean that I, the Kohen, have done the Aveira. But if, when I send the Shliach and he's not a Bar Chiyuv, there is no Aveira done at all, he actually goes and does the act, the Goy, but a Goy cooking on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with it. So Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira is not going to create it as if I did an Aveira. The Aveira wasn't done, so therefore Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira can't transfer it back to me and make me responsible for it. So answers in the Sivus. And therefore, if I ask a Goy to cook for me on Shabbos, there's no Issam in our Torah of Shlichos because of Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira because he's not a Bar Chiyuv. There's only an Issa Drabonim, a new Issa Drabonim on the second, you're not allowed to ask a Goy to do a Melacha for you, because of Amira La'akum. But it's not also Minat Torah. So answers in the Tzitzit. Asked Rav Shmuel Razovsky, in Shiurim, from the Tzitzit, if you don't base, Simon Kuf Tzadik Hei, he asked from Al-Gamorah, from the Tzitzit, of Tzadik Ahmed Aleph, poses the following Shaila. We know the Torah says, when a animal is treading on the corn to separate the husks from the kernel, so he's doing work, the Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle the animal, so he shouldn't be able to eat. You have to allow the animal to eat at the time that he's working, from the food that he's working on. You're not allowed to muzzle the animal while he's treading the corn. Ask the Gemara, what would be if someone asked the Goy to muzzle the animal and tread the corn? That's a case of the Gemara of Amira La'akum. You're asking the Goy to do something on your behalf, which for you is an Aveira. So the Gemara is a Shaila. When we say there's an Isra of Amira La'akum, is that only for Hilchos Shabbos? Where we find there's an Isra of Amira La'akum, if you're not allowed to do it, don't ask the Goy. Or maybe, we're not in every Aveira. Call up Torah Kudo, maybe there's an Isra of Amira La'akum. That if I ask a Goy to do something which I'm not allowed to do, it's also awesome to Rabbonim. So ask the Gemara Shaila. There's a shekel of a tari in the Gemara. What's halacha? Is there Amir al-Akum by other Israim apart from Hilchos Shabbos, or is there not? From the Maskona of the Gemara, there are two different opinions in the Rishonim. If the Maskona of the Gemara is that we do say Amir al-Akum by other Israim, or if the Maskona is that we don't say Amir al-Akum by other Israim, that's the sugya here. Ask Rav Shmuel Razovsky, according to the Tosfos in Shavuos, who says that if the person, the Shliach, is not a Bar Chiyuv, we still say, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira in such a case, even if the person is a Goy. So how could the Gemara ask here, if I ask a Goy to muzzle my animal and tread the corn with it, if there's is special Issa Drabonim of Amir La'akum or not? Never mind Amir La'akum, it should be awesome in our Torah. Because Yesh Shliach Nidvar Aveira. Why Yesh Shliach Nidvar Aveira? Because the Goy, who's doing the muzzling and treading, and then making the animal tread the corn, He is not a Bar Chiyuva, because the Goy has no mitzvah not to muzzle an animal while it's treading corn. It's only one of the 630 mitzvahs which apply to a Yid. And therefore, if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, Yesh Liach Levar Aveira, and it should be also. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky quotes the Nesivus as saying, that when do we say Yesh Liach Levar Aveira if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva? That's only when the Isser is the result. Then we would say, Yesh Liach Levar Aveira, and it's as if the Meshaleach, the one who sent him, he was the one who did the Avera. But if the Isser is the action, like in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Isser is to don't do the Malocha, then even if the Goy does the Malocha, we don't say, since he's not a Bar Chiyuva, Yesh Liach Levar Aveira. Because there the Isser is the action. In that case, as Rosh Mulzovsky, it will be difficult from Agamora says that if you ask a Goy to muzzle an animal and be dosh with it, that it's only a problem, possibly, of Amir al-Akum Midrabonim. Why doesn't the Gemara say it's a problem of Yeshdech Varavera Minatoya, since Akum is not a Bar Chiyuva? Surely, in the case of Los Sachsim, the issue is not so much the action, the issue is the result, that the animal is muzzled and is treading the corn. If that's so, there should be a problem with a Goy of Yeshdech Varavera. However, if we again look closely at what we said before in the Nesivos, it's possible that the kasher is not so schwer. The Nesivos doesn't so much make a difference between a case where the Issur of the Torah is the result, or the Issur of the Torah is the action. The Nesivos says something slightly different. The Nesivos seems to be saying that we say Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira if without the Shlichus an Aveira is being done. Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira will say the Aveira is Mityaches. It's as if the person who sent the Shliach has done the Aveira. For example, he asked somebody to, a Kohen asked a Shliach to be Mekadosh Grusha. So since the Shliach goes ahead and does it, there is a Kiddushin. Since the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, Yeshich Edvar Aveira says that it's as if the Kohen HaMashaleach has done the Aveira as well. However, by Hilchos Shabbos, says in the series, when a Jew asks a Goy to cook on Shabbos, the Goy cooking on Shabbos hasn't done anything wrong at all. There's no malacha being done by a Goy cooking on Shabbos. In that case, we don't say, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira, Ki'ilu, the Jew has done the malacha on Shabbos and has been over Aveira. If there's an Aveira, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira, the case of where he's not a Bar Chiyuva, will transfer the Aveira back to the Mashaleach. But if there's no Aveira done at all, then Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira can't make it as if the Jew has done an Aveira. Because no Aveira was done at all. So too, Lechura, the Sivus would say the same thing in the case of Los Sachsim. The Aveira is to muzzle the animal and then to either make the animal tread or the animal should tread the corn while it's being muzzled. But if the Goy does it, since the Goy has no Issa, so no Aveira has been done at all. If no Aveira has been done at all, we can't say Yeshlech Vaveira to be Mishachis Aveira as if the Bashaleh has done it. In which case the Gemara can't say Yeshlech Levar Aveira. So min haTorah it's for sure not Osa. Not only Sofik of the Gemara is, maybe there's a special Issa, but Rabbonon of Amir al-Akum, don't ask a Goy to do what you're not allowed to do yourself. But Yeshlech Levar Aveira we won't say, even though the Goy is not a Bar Chiyuva, and he has no problem, and normally in such cases, Tosfos implies in Shavuos that even a Goy is a Shliach, we would say Yeshlech Levar Aveira, according to Ravina, who says we say Yeshlech Levar Aveira when the person is not a Bar Chiyuva. Nonetheless, in our case it wouldn't apply, because when the Goy does it, there is no Aveira. If there's no Aveira b'chlal, then we won't consider Yeshlech Levar Aveira to make it as if the Jew has done it, and that would make it into an Aveira. And therefore, lechora, there would be no raya for Mal Gomorrah of the Shail of Amir al-Akum against the principle of the Nesivus the way explained the Tosfos in Shavuos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.